poised to answer the next element of why should I be a Christian, I should like to point out why the search for meaning, which is really a search for maker, is so vital. We have never known a love such as this. The young minister was compelling. He was a great teacher of the word, an engaging speaker, funny, witty, and passionate about his message. I was sitting among several young people I had taken to the Sunday night service, listening intently to the last of a series of messages entitled simply, More. His text was Ephesians chapter 3, which includes Paul's prayer for the believers at Ephesus. Honestly, he had all of us leaning into the prayer, just like Paul was praying over us himself that night. Here it is. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. While I believe every word is inspired by God, permit me, please, to simplify these verses for just a moment. Paul is praying that you and I may have power to really understand the immensity of God's love for us, a love that supersedes any knowledge we might have on our own or gain. Why? Because then, and only then, we will be filled with all God has for us. I was making some notes in the margins of my Bible at church that night and suddenly got knocked off my chair. The preacher said something that hit me right between the eyes. The enemy of more is satisfaction. God cannot do immeasurably more in us if we are satisfied with ourselves spiritually. It was too crowded to get out of my chair and kneel down, or I would have. God, forgive me. I have been satisfied. God wants us hungry for Him. Here's the thing. You and I can fully believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and have surrendered our wills to Him. You and I can have the Holy Spirit living within us to lead, guide, correct, woo, comfort, and convict. And because we are satisfied with ourselves, miss out on the dynamic part of Christian living. Instead of the promised rivers of living water, we live with just drops of water. We miss out on the more that God wants for us. We miss out on the more that He has for us. After having been knocked to the ground with this revelation, I realized that the streams of living water were what Jesus talked about in John chapter 7, when He said, "If anyone is thirsty, he should come to me and drink. The one who believes in me, as the scripture has said, will have streams of living water flow from deep within him." He said this about the Spirit. Those who believed in Jesus were going to receive the Spirit, for the Spirit had not yet been received because Jesus had not yet been glorified. Friend, do you have streams of living water flowing out of you? Or are you running on empty? Or is your tank just pleasantly topped off? Consider what Jesus said once more. The one who believes in me will have streams of living water flow from deep within him. Jesus refers then to the work of the Holy Spirit who would come after him. Christian, you and I have the vantage point of Jesus' teaching on the one hand and the impartation of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, God's gift to his children, and the source of the living water within the follower of Jesus Christ. In addition, we have Paul's teaching that equips and informs us about the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But still, the enemy of more is satisfaction. Huh? Are you passionate about the things of God? Or are you more passionate about the things of this world? Things that will not last. Are you passionate about wanting more of Him? Or are you more passionate about your 401k, growing your company, working out, the next trip you will take, or your kids' sports? Take some time. Evaluate. If you want power and passion and the love of God to be alive and real in your life, ask the Holy Spirit to come and do something new in you. God doesn't want us satisfied. He wants us passionate and wanting more. FOMO? Fear of missing out? Yeah, I sure hope you have it and want to do something about it.